Now, that message must have been especially important at the time that the poem that this scroll is based on was written and at the time it was painted, because these were times of social chaos. So what the message is that the woman, even one with great beauty, must always evince humility. She must always abide by rules and never forget her position in relationship to her husband and family. And by doing so, she is a positive and active force in promoting social order.
Advisors to the powerful have always attempted to guide their leaders, both male and female. Charles Powell knows very well how to advise artfully and loyally, one powerful woman in particular. He was Margaret Thatcher's foreign policy advisor in the 1980s, and he frequently worked with her on China.
Well, this magnificent object tells a story of a very powerful woman. The powerful women in modern history are actually quite rare. Really powerful women. Margaret Thatcher was an exception I don't think is going to be repeated any time soon in this country. It shouldn't be difficult to approach superiors. After all, if one's chosen to be an advisor to somebody, then you've got to give them your honest advice and be fearless in doing so. So the idea that advisors are simply courtiers who say what the leader wants to hear is not true at all. But it is true that Margaret Thatcher benefited from the fact that most of her cabinet ministers were public school educated British men, brought up not to be rude to a lady and to defer to the other sex. And perhaps sometimes this unconsciously qualified their willingness to go head to head with her on difficult issues.